70 years ago, this Sunday, people in New York City stopped what they were doing to look up at the sky, and there they saw the Zeppelin Hindenburg, the largest aircraft that ever flew, as big as an ocean liner. It had crossed the Atlantic from Germany, and it was flying over New York on the way to an airfield in Lakehurst, New Jersey. Joe Pacheco wrote a poem about that sight.
In the late afternoon, pounding the pink Spalding ball between the screen windows of the telephone building on 13th Street in our slum version of handball, my friend Danny and I looked up and saw the Hindenburg, immense, shining silver, shaped like a cigar, floating directly above us, so close. Danny threw the Spalding up as high as he could to try to hit it. But of course he missed, and we both laughed. Later, I heard it crashed in Jersey, and the whole next day, everyone listened to the announcer on the radio sobbing. And I remember thinking, radio announcers are always cool, but not this time, so this must be real. And later that week at the movies, they showed it in the newsreel, the Hindenburg collapsing like a huge balloon on fire, and people burning and screaming as they tried to jump, and my mother and the women in the audience crying. Right then, I wished that Danny had been able to hit it with the ball and change its course. Maybe that would have saved it.
Joe Pacheco's poem is from his collection, Alligator in the Sky. Now, one of the witnesses of the Hindenburg crash was a radio reporter named Herbert Morrison. He'd traveled from Chicago, from the station WLS, to cover the Hindenburg's arrival, and his remarks were recorded onto a wax disc for broadcast later. The next day, that recording became the first coast-to-coast radio broadcast and one of the most famous pieces of reporting in any medium.
It's practically standing still now. They've dropped ropes out of the nose of the ship, and it's been taken a hold of down on the field by a number of men. It's starting to rain again. The rain had slacked up a little bit. The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... It bursts into flames.
Get out of the way. Get it started. It's crashing. It's crashing terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning and bursting into flames, and it's falling on the mooring fast and all the folks between it. This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's 400 or 500 feet into the sky. It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the furniture screaming around here. I can't talk to people. His friends are out there. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen. Honest, it's just laying there, a massive smoking wreckage. And everybody can't...
Herbert Morrison's account of the destruction of the Hindenburg 70 years ago this Sunday. The Hindenburg fire has never been explained, by the way. Theories range from sabotage to lightning to static electricity to the flammable material that covered the ship or the hydrogen that lifted it into the sky. 36 people died in the fire we just heard described. Most had jumped to the ground to escape the flames. Every passenger who remained on board the Hindenburg survived.